You're listening to SBS News.
In the United States of America, turkeys are a symbol of Thanksgiving. The national celebration began in 1621 as a day where people gave thanks for the blessing of the harvest. For many, the holiday also commemorates the first friendly feast shared between English colonists and Native Americans. Held on the fourth Thursday of November every year, Thanksgiving continues to bring families and loved ones together. But this week, millions of Americans have been struggling to make it home, with heavy snowstorms cancelling flights and closing roads. San Francisco resident Lisa Chadwick said the slippery conditions had made her journey interstate very dangerous.
So we're definitely not used to driving in snow. We've been white knuckling it for the last 4 hours and sliding around the road. We don't have a four-wheel drive and we don't know how to put on our chains. So it's not an ideal situation.
Meanwhile, in New York, cold weather is expected to drive thousands of the city's homeless population into shelters during Thanksgiving. Barbara Hughes, executive director of City Beat Kitchens, said hot meals will be served to ensure vulnerable people don't go without.
The need increases, the shelter population increases. As we know, more shelters open. All of those people have to eat. And at least the good news is that we're giving people a great, nutritious meal every single day, especially with a lot of love and care on Thanksgiving.
The traditional holiday, so special, even Americans living abroad and beyond plan to celebrate. NASA astronaut Andrew Morgan said the communal spirit of Thanksgiving had made its way to the International Space Station in the form of turkey space food.
What are some of the things that we have here? We've got vegetables, of course, green beans and potatoes that will warm up.
There's the winner, the turkey.
And of course, smoked turkey in a pouch.
But the Thanksgiving holiday is not without its controversies. US President Donald Trump turned the annual White House ritual of pardoning Thanksgiving turkeys into a joke about his impeachment inquiry on Tuesday when he said the two birds had been subpoenaed to testify.
Today I will issue a pardon to a pair of very handsome birds, Butter and his alternate Bread. Thankfully, Bread and Butter have been specially raised by the Jacksons to remain calm under any condition, which will be very important because they've already received subpoenas to appear in Adam Schiff's basement on Thursday.
And for some Native Americans, the day can be a painful one as they remember the atrocities their tribe suffered after Europeans landed in America. The United American Indians of New England will instead mark the occasion with a National Day of Mourning, a symbolic gesture which has drawn comparisons to the way many Indigenous Australians feel about Australia Day. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.